Okay, today's learning for the Nishul of Chaim Luzer, Rav Shem Shanaria, Meisha Daniel, Rivka Bas Meisha Israel. This is for Shleim Chaim, Meisha Shiva Malki, Hainisim and Sarah, and Bracha Bas Sarah Malka, and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Kuf Pei Dal, we're up to Sif Pei, very, very important Sif, and it's Sif Pei and Vav, both very important. So, talking about Sif Hei is going to talk about how long do we have to bench. So let's see the Mechaber. Ad Emes Hayachal Avarach. So you eat. How much time do you have after you eat that you can still say Birchas HaMazon? Says the Mechaber. Ad Sheyis Akil HaMazon Shevemeiv. Until the food in your stomach is digested. So we'll see. This means the beginning of digestion. For those of you who know science, it takes at least 6 hours for your food to digest. For those of you that eat on Shabbos the way we do, it takes at least 6 days for the food in your stomach to digest. But we'll see what does that mean. How do we translate that to us, right? We'll see in a minute. The kamish you, right? How do we measure it? I'm full. I'm not hungry from that eating. So, and we're going to see in a little bit, we've all learned 72 minutes. Where does the 72 minutes come in? But right now, the Mechaber is telling us that as long as I am not hungry from that meal, I am able to still bench. From the time that now, also I'm hungry again. Right? That even though your food has not been completely digested, we treat it as if the food was digested, you can no longer bench, you lost out. If I'm eating other things, not washing. If I'm not hungry or I'm not thirsty, to those fruit, and we'll see that doesn't definitely necessarily mean that fruit. I'm just not interested in eating fruits. I ate an apple. I'm not interested in eating any other fruit right now. I can still make a bracha achrayna. If it comes to the point that I'm already desiring to eat some more fruit, I lost that. I can no longer do it. Yivarech, so as long as you're not tempted to eat more, you are considered that you can still bench. So let's see the Mishabura on this. Ad emesei until when? Now, the Mishabura is said something that is really pointing out something very important to us. Amisha Shachach, this is referring back, if you remember, all the way in the beginning, it says somebody who forgot to bench where he is. So this Sif, although we interrupted with a number of other things, this Sif, Ad Emasai, until when can we bench, is going back on the Misha Shachach who forgot. What's he telling us, the Mishabura? I'm going back before. So what's that going on? So the Sharitzian explains that he's going back on that really when you eat and you finish eating, you have a chiyuv to bench, you should bench right away. Not like, oh, I got time, I'll bench in a half hour. You're supposed to bench immediately. If you didn't bench immediately, till when do you have to bench? So that's a very important thing that the Mishabura is highlighting over here. That it's not you have as much time as it takes for the food to digest. You have to bench right away. If you didn't, then this is the amount of time you have. Kol zman shein arov, as long as you're not hungry, de la'achakach kvar botol ois achila, you lost out on that eating. V'hifsad birchas hamazon, and you lost out on the birchas hamazon. We'll see what that, we'll talk about this back in a second. What does that mean that it's no longer that eating? I want to eat again. I have to make another maitzi. Even if I was not masir das, so I'm eating, and then I took a break from my eating for an hour and a half, right? But I was still planning on continuing eating. Magen Avraham says if you come to the point that you now need to bench, you can no longer bench on your eating. You have to make another amotzi. That's the Magen Avraham Shita. The Kemishon is achal amazon. Since the food was digested or consumed, hifsed gam bracha rishonah, you lost out the, it ends the bracha rishonah. Aval ha'bracha rishonah pliga lo, many achrayinim argue, v'savru, and v'savru the bracha rishonah lehifsed koil shalahisir taita ben taim. So although I cannot bench on that first eating anymore, but I can still continue eating without eating. Now, what does that mean when the Mishabura said that after this amount of time, it was batal that achilu v'hifsid b'yichas hamazon. So the Chazon Ish has two ways that he views it. Either he says that the birchas hamazon is on your eating, right? And one pshat he says that the birchas hamazon is on your eating. I ate, I have to bench. The Chachamim tell us that the amount of time you have is this amount of time, but the benching is on the eating. The other tzad that he says, right, that's one tzad, that it comes on the ikar eating. The other one he says, it is that I am benching Hashem for the fact that he gave me food. As long as I still have the food in me, I can bench. And kol zman the food is in me, it's as if I'm eating, and therefore I can bench. He's mitzad again, just to re-clarify this. One side is that I am benching on the fact that I have food in me. And as long as I'm still not hungry, it's like this achel b'meyav, I'm not hungry, I can still bench, because it's as if I'm still eating, and therefore I can bench. The other tzad is that, no, it's on the etzem achila, and since it's on the etzem achila that I'm benching, so what does it have to do with nisachel amazon? That is the amount of time that you have. Now, where does this make a difference to halacha? So just to highlight a couple of questions that come up. Yeah, the guy was megayer. Right before he did his geiris, he ate. So when he ate, he was a guy, right? He didn't have a chiva eating. So if you say that the benching is on the food in his stomach, right? So he can now he became a geir, he can bench. If you say it's on the etzem eating, when the etzem eating happened, he didn't have a chiyuv achila. Chazon Ish is mitzadeh to the second shot that it's on the actual eating. Similar question, Rachman al Tzan and Einan. Einan is not allowed to bench, right? So they did the kfura, and he ate a half hour. He ate right before the kfura. Can he bench now? Can he not bench? Some say that would fall into a different case because you have there he was be'etzem a mechuyev in benching, he just wasn't allowed to. So some say that's different. Same question is somebody who turns bar mitzvah and he ate right before shkia and then came tseis, now he's a bar mitzvah. Can he bench? Or since he wasn't a mechuyev on the benching then, he doesn't fall into that same category. If somebody throws up after he ate, can he still bench? Can he not bench? These are all the shilas that fall into this. So let's go back to Mishnah Berurah here. Machmas oisa achila nira shabal apuke umu imhu mishaya shab oisa achila vada haya vashilas acha vayachaya zaliya rav. What happens if a guy ate and the person says, based on that eating that I ate, I would no longer be able to bench, I would be hungry. But in between, so I ate at 10 o'clock in the morning and I forgot to bench. Not that I'm part of the same Suda, but at 10:45 I had a regular. And at 11:15 I had some rice cakes, right? And I here and there I ate something. So be'etzem I'm not hungry now. But that rice cake and that regular and that coffee that I had in between had nothing to do with my original eating. And I go based on normal situations with me, if I would have eaten that first just based on that first eating, I would no longer be allowed to bench. And now I remember I didn't make birchas hamazon. I can't make birchas hamazon. That eating is gone. The fact that I'm not hungry has nothing to do with that eating. Now, when is this said? That was finished. I ate my sandwich, and then I stopped. I happened to have some other snacks a little bit later. So comes Shabbos, I washed, I ate my kebaya of challah, and then I sat by the table for 3 hours. We had the fish and the soup and the meat and the dessert. We kept eating. We sit for several hours. I only ate the lechem mishnah in the beginning of my meal. And really, if I would just be Mashiach from there, I would no longer be satisfied. Because that is one meal. Since it's one meal, it all comes part of it. I can still bench. We eat a different kind of food. That is not counted as the first eating was done. So the Mechaber said that if I ate Paris, and I no longer want, I don't have a desire for this peri, then I can still make a bracha chroina. Lav dafka doesn't have to be the exact same fruit. Elishaina toyav l'shum peri, so simish leisachal daimimayav. As long as I'm not in I don't desire to eat more fruit, it's not considered a new, it's still considered that I can make the bracha chayna. In many idea, this is talking about that I ate enough that I'm not hungry anymore. What happens if I'm traveling, I have a small piece of bread with me, and I'm hungry, and I go ahead and I eat the bread. When I finish eating that bread, I'm still hungry. I ate a kazayas. I'm still hungry, right? How am I mishayar that shear? Because I was hungry as soon as I finished eating. I just happened not to have anything more. So how am I mishayared? I wanted to eat, I just didn't have. So the many of the chayna right, we count 72 minutes. So this is where the whole concept of 72 minutes comes in. So this, if I ate a small amount, enough that I have to bench, but I was never not hungry. So then, I don't know, how do I cheshbon it? They say 72 minutes. But ad kadesh shir zem, up to 70 minutes, I have to bench. Because in 72 minutes, the food was not digested. If I ate a small amount, you don't know if it was Nesachel or not. If you do come across, I ate my small piece of bread and I waited 45 minutes and I didn't bench yet, and I was hungry as soon as I finished eating and I'm still hungry, and now I come across some more bread, I get to the Valero gas station on the 17th and I'm able to go in and buy a good sandwich over there, I should go ahead, eat more, and this way I resolve myself from all problems. Since I was planning on still eating, right? I couldn't wait. I got traffic. I couldn't wait to get to the gas station. I can get that sandwich because I was starving. I was not Mesir Das, so therefore I don't have to make a new Hamaitzi. And therefore I solve all the problems, because since I'm a supik, whether or not I can call it Nesachel or not, so eat some more, and now Vade will have a chi of benching on the second one. If I still have a chi of benching on the first one, then it satisfies the benching on the first one. And this way I solve all the problems. If I don't have any bread, yesh lismach asfar rishayna, you can be samach on the first sara. You can make birch hamazon up to 72 minutes. Can now be a bir alocha and see in the bir alocha. Lamaisa, when you look in the bir alocha, just so we see a shtickle lamaisa, what should we do? End of the day, we saw the way the Mechaber tells it to us and the way the Mishnah Berurah tells it to us. If you eat a normal meal and you're full, right, and you forget that 100%, no question, you're supposed to bench right away. Because it's supposed to be, as soon as you get the chiyuv to bench, you're supposed to you get a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it right away. For many reasons, you have to bench right away. If you forgot to bench, the 72 minutes is, if you're not sure, then you for sure can bench for 72 minutes, right? So if you're not sure, am I still hungry? Am I not hungry? Was I hungry all along? Then you can wait 72 minutes. That's the minimum shear. But if you're past the 72 minutes and you're still satisfied from that meal, avada, you can still bench, right? Many people, at least when I was in yeshiva, we always had the 72 minutes, 72, oh, I missed 72 minutes, I can't bench anymore. I think based when you look at this, it's really a mistake. And you look in the Bir Halacha, when as long as you are not hungry, you're still satisfied from that meal. And again, not because you ate other things along the way, but if you're still satisfied from that meal, then even if it's 90 minutes, you can still bench Birchas HaMazon 100%. If you ate and now you waited 72 minutes, but in between you happen to have a couple of other snacks, and now you're not sure, that's where you come into a suffix, and therefore after the 72 minutes, it becomes problematic to be able to bench again. But as long as you're within the 72 minutes, you can avada still bench. Let's let's finish up the simon, and then maybe tomorrow I'll share with you on this next simon, and a beautiful, beautiful vart from the Gra And then we'll move on. Says the Mechaber, Shir Achilu Levarach Leo Birchas Hamazon Kezayis. You bench Birchas Hamazon on a Kezayis. Now a Kezayis, we know, the Torah tells us, V'chalta, V'savata, V'rachta. You should eat, and it's good, Machlaik Zigamara, how you dash in the Pasuk, but the basic way of teaching that what's the Iker, the Chi of Daraisa, is V'savata, if I ate, which is basically, as we learned previously, the shear svia, the general, the average shear svia is 3 bayim, right? Lamaisa, we see over here, in Halacha, we paskin, that even if we only ate a kezayis, we will bench, and that's the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason the Malachim say to Hashem, why are you, and well, this is what we'll say over a beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon tomorrow, but why are we, why the Malachim say to Rabbeinu Shalom, you're nice upon him, you treat the Klal Yisrael favorably. Why are you nice upon him, the Klal Yisrael? You're supposed to treat everybody based on what they deserve. The Rebbe Nisham responds, I told him, V'chalta v'savata v'erachta, they should bench only when they have svia. V'heim edakti malatzme, afilik v'kezayis u'fafilik v'beya. They're medactic to bench, even if they only ate a kezayis u'kebeya, which is less than svia. And that is why the Rebbe Nisham gives us this Nesias Panim, where he treats us favorably. Okay. Avakad the Bracha Shana Tzarech Levarach, says Mishabur, Avakad the Bracha Shana Tzarech Levarach, afilik kolshu. You have to bench, even if you just had a little amount. You're not going to have any type of anah from this world without a bracha. The bracha achrayna, you have to have eaten at least the kezayis. Because kezayis, hayna midrabanan. That is only midrabanan. It's a machloikis, but most of the sheets hold that because kezayis is only midrabanan. Av midarayis, hayna chayav levarach b'chus hamazin kim shachan daf kashir sviya. Shenema v'chalto v'savato v'rachta. V'shir sviya, mashri seif achinu parsegin, ain't a shav v'chol adam. That it's not similar to everybody. That one person shir sviya might be 3 bayim, one other person might be 5, another might be 1, right? Elakol echad ve'echad yudei sviya, so you have to know what your sviya is. Ve'im dake tamed lecha kadei mechiasi levad, what if a person generally eats a very small amount, as long as it's a kezayis some more, the Rav said, because l'maisa chachamim said that's the minimum amount that we bench on. So if a person had a band, and therefore he eats very, very little, and as long as it's more than a kezayis, it could still be considered svia, gamze, and nechsha svia, and therefore his benching, the difference is the benching daraisa not. So if I ate a kezayis, we learned yesterday, the benching is only the rabbana, and therefore if I'm a supik, if I bench the not, I suffik brachas lahakal. If I ate kedei svia, average person is, some of the shita say you always follow the average person, which is 3 kebeya. If I ate 3 kebeya, then my benching is daraisa. If I'm a supik, if I bench the not, I have to go ahead and bench. That is the end of this simon. Agav Rav Schwab says that the kezayis, that if he has two different shatim, but the kezayis, he says that the person who benches on a kezayis says lasad lavai, you mean nechel kima, you need a small amount, and it's going to be nisparach in your stomach. You're going to be able to be satisfied with a very, very small amount. When you're makbet to bench, even if you didn't eat the 3 kebeya, even if you ate only a small amount, you're makbet to bench, you're living me'en olam haba, l'en lasad lava. You're showing that you're ice cab. But he goes on to say that people who are your shemayim, they're able to get satisfied with a much lower amount. So even if we're not on that level, by showing that we bench even that amount, we show what we are striving for. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amitz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.